Hi, it's Rebecca. We hear a lot today about people waking up. I just wanted to share some information about waking up. It means something different to different people, I believe. To some people, waking up means all of a sudden they realize maybe things aren't as they thought they were. Maybe they've been lied to. Maybe the world operates in a way that is different from what their perception was. For some people, they wake up when they have a spiritual healing. That's what happened to me years ago. That was my first big aha when I woke up to realize that there is a me that is living in a parallel universe. I call it the Christ consciousness. It's a higher realm of consciousness where I don't have to worry about being sick. And when something comes up that's out of harmony, I'm able to go to that place again because it was such a profound experience. And I totally got it that perfect health is my birthright. So now when something comes up, I can go there and protect myself or free myself or heal myself, whatever I have to do. Perfect love casts out fear. When you realize that divine love is governing the universe, you can go there when you need to in order to correct a problem and be free. So many people on the planet right now are fearful of a virus that they can't see, that they really don't know very much about. It seems to be very tricky and mysterious and operates in ways that they've never been able to explain before. Well, one thing I know, when I had that spiritual healing years ago, the first thing that I had to handle was the fear. The fear was tremendous because I felt trapped in my body. I felt there was no way out. I was doomed. And then when I handled the fear and I realized there was nothing to fear because only good things are happening as long as I believe that in my consciousness, the fear dissolved. It just disappeared. And I realized now there's nothing to fear. You can go about your life. You can do your thing. And you don't have to be walking around in fear. If you're walking around every day doing what you need to do, constantly, constantly, constantly reminding yourself that you have to be careful, you have to be fearful, you have to be sanitized, you have to be masked, you have to be worried. Guess what? That's not a good thing to have churning around in your consciousness all day long. It's going to become your total reality and you'll never free yourself. So you can use whatever's happening in your life as a big test, because if planet Earth is a giant classroom that we're living in and we decided to come here to learn a few lessons, maybe that's one of the lessons that we want to understand. How can we free ourselves from fear? And the opportunity is presenting itself in all sorts of ways. I'm sure many people are feeling the fear of financial devastation, fear of losing family members because of different belief systems, fear of being alone, fear of maybe even starving to death if they can't get out and buy food or have enough money to buy food. There's all kinds of fears that can come over us, but the solution is never to wallow in the fear. The solution is to find your way out. And you find your way out by going within and declaring the truth about any situation. There is nothing to fear. You can free yourself. It sounds easy, and I know it's not easy, but ultimately we all have to confront our fears. And that's just life on planet Earth.